We were talking about hybrid project management. I talked about hybrid project management. Hybrid project management is where you use both the adaptive way of working and traditional project management as well. So predictability of, see, in traditional project management, it's like going from point A to B. We fix that, this is what we are going to deliver, and team works on that. So traditional project management is very, very straightforward or predictable. But agile is unpredictable. It is adaptive. So that is why whatever we discussed at the start of project, a product or service can be different from that altogether, because we adapted according to the changing needs of customer, market, or external factors. Right? Okay. So waterfall is for long-term planning and compliance for heavy activities. Agile is for, you know, innovation, research, development kind of project, which is, you know, short term, you know, iterations we talked about, or sprints. So for industries like construction, defense, many times maybe we will use waterfall way of working, but as and when needed, you can move to hybrid project management. Hybrid project management is in planning phases, like, you know, maybe, or example here, we are discussing about smart city. So planning for smart city might require large amount of efforts and time. Execution is also difficult, but time consideration, the innovation factor which goes in here, you know, it will be more. So you might follow waterfall way of working, because a lot of governance models, standard practices will be required to be taken care of. Right? Execution can be through agile ways of working or scrum way of working, wherein we adapt according to the changing, because there might be resistance, there might be changes because the culture and region or people, how they are located in which region, can affect the way you do your work. Right? Okay. So let's say if there is an area which is dominated by a certain community, then it might lead to changing the way we execute your project. So adapting according to the changing needs is very, very important. Okay. So here, when we talk about hybrid approach, you know, the advantages of hybrid approach are, it is combining discipline with creativity. See, traditional way of working is all about cracking the whip, discipline. But here, hybrid model also adapts to discipline as well as creativity. How? Okay, because here there is always room for improvement. Predictability. Here we have control over budgets and schedule. It is very important to have control over budgets and schedule, because then project can run haywire in case they are not controlled. But it also allows you flexibility. Flexibility to do task which is in a certain possible way. Right? Improved stakeholder confidence is one of the most important advantage of hybrid approach, because we are doing traditional way of working initially, which gives them a confidence that everything is going to be fine. The solid base has been prepared for the project, and depending on the pressures, external environment, adaptation to reduced cost, adjust the schedule to ensure the goals are achieved. Right? So hybrid approach allows you to have that flexibility. Cross-functional collaboration involves planners, engineers, designers to work simultaneously on a project. They contribute their expertise easily. Right? Border applicability fits both small scale and large scale project. Both of them, hybrid approach. Right? Depending on scale, size of your project, you can adapt to any of the models which fits your project better. Now let's look at one of the important factors which is currently has become very important in today's project scenarios. Sustainability, very, very important. Social, environmental, and economic considerations are also contributing factors for project success, or they are one of the goals project needs to achieve. So focusing on people, planet, remember, we used to look at profit only in a traditional project management. Now the scenario has changed. We are looking at people, well-being of people, planet, our planet Earth, and the profit. Okay, as well as the profit. So sustainability as a core project goal, okay, when we look at it, it has long-term value. Sustainable projects ensure benefits beyond immediate result. They can create goodwill for your project, please remember. Okay, when you talk about bigger brands, you know, they are always cautious about sustainability. Nowadays, lot of organizations are adapting to sustainable goals, development goals set by UN. Corporate social responsibility is also one of the important factors which is shaping the projects or organization. Ethical practices. Is project or organization following ethical practices? Okay. Otherwise, unethical practices can lead to damaging your branding. And always people or customers are very much aware about how an organization is shaping or they are using ethical or unethical practices. Because of widespread social media, this exposure has come into a lot of focus. So global alignment, I talked about, you know, UN Sustainable Development Goals, okay, SDGs, what they call, okay. So there are many SDGs which are defined by UN, like no hunger, zero hunger, no poverty, good health, quality education, gender equality, clean water, renewable energy. These are many different development goals which have been defined by UN. Adapting to this goal gives organization, customers, or team a sustainable goal to achieve. Like I give you an example, you know, as a construction project, if you are building a flyover, ensuring that the trees which are cut due to your construction project are replanted. They are replanted. Correct? They are replanted so that the carbon emission which is caused due to your project is reduced. Carbon emission, because you cut so many trees, led to more carbon footprint in your region. How will you do this? I am replanting the trees. Instead of when my project updated 500 trees, I'm ensuring that 1,000 trees are planted. Right? Okay. Environment sustainability, you know, minimizes projects impact on the natural ecosystem and resource consumption. So use eco-friendly materials like recycled steel. Many times nowadays, you will see reduce, reuse, recycle. These terms are very, very common nowadays. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Okay. So use eco-friendly material. Even if you have used the material, recycle it. Like plastic. Nowadays, there is a lot of awareness in terms of plastic recycling. Many of time, you know, you will see that in a construction project, when there is a waste material which is created or plastic waste which is created, it is recycled. The company or the organization which is catering to this project ensures that this plastic recycling is reducing the carbon footprint. Okay, carbon emission, remote collaboration, paperless economies. Adapting to green certification like LEED, BREEAM. Also, it's a kind of a, I would say, a stamp against your name that you have adapted. Getting a certification, green certification, like LEED. LEED is Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. So here we are saying that we are responsible organization towards our Earth's ecosystem, saying that we are able to contribute to the Earth's ecosystem. We are responsible and liable enough to ensure that everything which we are doing does not create or harm Mother Earth. Okay? Social economic sustainability. Here project also supports social equality, long-term economic viability. Social equality is here ensuring fair wages, worker safety. Worker safety, nowadays you'll see many of the construction projects, a small worker is also wearing a head guard, okay, a cap which is given to him or her. Also, they are wearing radium shirts, which indicates in the night if they are working, they are able to identify, or the passing vehicle can identify them easily. Right? So these kind of, you know, social related factors also are contributing. Economic focus is on resource efficiency and profitability as well. Examples, local hiring skill, no, like we all know about Make in India movement, okay? Long-term energy saving technologies, reducing cost. More stress is on renewable energy, you know, solar lights, you know, ethical partnership that support community well-being. These are one few of the examples which we can think about. Sustainability is achieved through concise effort, mind you, concise effort. Organizations should feel responsible and accounted for, you know. Corporate social responsibility is very, very important term nowadays for many organizations and projects. So applying circular principles, reusing, repurpose materials, carbon accounting, remote work to ensure, you know, travel. When people travel, then there is more carbon emission because it leads to more vehicles on the road, okay. So, by having people work from home, you reduce the carbon footprint, okay? Sustainability KPI in performance, KPI, key performance indicators. So, sustainability KPIs are also becoming a part of sustainable project practices, okay? Very, very important. Now, let's look at a few tools and frameworks for sustainable management. So ISO 14000 series, 14001, Environmental Management System Standard, UN SDGs, I talked about sustainable development goals, provide universal sustainability benchmarks. ESG. ESG stands for Environmental Social Governance. This tracks environmental and social governance impact. AI tools, which automate sustainability tracking and resource optimization. Nowadays, AI is everywhere. Gen AI can help you do that. Evolving role of a project manager in all this sustainable ways of working. So role of a project manager is expanding from a person who is doing work or getting work done, person who is coordinating all work, to a strategic leadership role. Strategic leadership role which understands the goals and values the project is going to deliver. Okay, so talent orchestration. So this role basically, or this kind of work which project manager does, is balancing internal staff, freelancers and vendors. So you are a person, if you have seen an orchestra conductor, okay, we'll see, he will guide who will do what. He guides his finger here, that person, that group will pay. Here, that group will. So similarly, project manager is a talent orchestrator. He will guide which team or which group needs to perform well. Okay. Or when I need to fill that skill gap which my organization had by bringing in the gig workers or freelancers. Okay. Next is Agile Facilitator. Agile Facilitator means adaptive, iterative way of working. When to adapt Agile, when not to adapt Agile, that is the big decision project manager needs to take. Is it a hybrid mode which I need to follow, or full Agile way of working, okay, or a traditional? That is decision which project manager needs to take. Then sustainability advocate basically embeds ESGs and SGDs in your project life cycle. Okay, sustainability goals which project managers need to adapt to. How to reduce carbon footprint, ensure, you know, clean water, renewable energy. How you can do that? Like, now you must have seen how this is being handled. I'll give you a small example. Nowadays, when you visit any construction site, you know, you will see that many of the construction sites have installed solar panels. Okay, solar panels. Why do they need solar panels? Till the building is in under construction, the energy needs which are needed by the project, full development project, construction project, are catered to by creating energy or electricity through these solar panels. Imagine, you know, initially this also helps to ensure that the cost which is spent on the electricity bills during construction is reduced. So it helps both project as well as the environment in which, or the region in which it is working, ensuring that the energy consumption is reduced. Okay, so sustainability advocate, project manager, this kind of initiative is what a project manager can do. Tech enabler. Okay, does my project need a tech in terms of AI, RPAs, or analytics, automation tools which are needed? Identifying those needs and giving it to the project office as well as team to work with, right? So project manager focuses on empowerment rather than control. No, I told you about the cracking the whip. No, that doesn't work. So you have to empower people, empower team, empower project organization to ensure that project succeeds. So there is a shift from directive to coach-based leadership. Okay, coach-based leadership. Creating a culture of trust, communication, and accountability, supporting cross-functional understanding in global teams, fostering innovation through psychological safety and collaboration. Right? So emotional intelligence in team management, very, very important factor. Emotional intelligence. What do you mean by emotional intelligence? Feeling the needs of emotional support or understanding each other's needs, emotional needs, is very, very essential nowadays. With hybrid environments and the distributed team environment, emotional intelligence has become very, very important. So self-awareness, understanding the personal strengths and biases, empathy, genuine connection and trust in each other. Okay, so each team member needs to understand how they are connected, how the trust can be built. Okay, communication, self social awareness, culture and emotional diversity is very, very common. Okay, cultural, respecting cultural diversity and emotional diversity is nowadays very important, because people or team come together from different walks of life, right? Relationship management, handling conflicts and fostering team harmony, ensures that relationships are very important in team. Bonding, trust, honesty, that makes team. Okay, also the skill required for future leaders. Now we are dealing with so many different changes, diversities, that the future projects also will need different kinds of skills in the modern project management scenarios. These modern project leaders need to balance technical, emotional, and ethical aspects of the project, or I would say ethical intelligence. Okay, so project managers, you know, initially there were used to be project manager who used to come in a, you know, ambassador cars, look at the project and go back to their offices. No, and the groundwork was done by the leaders. But now each of these project managers need to have digital literacy. Everything is digitized. Okay, nowadays very few people will carry cash. They just carry their phone because everything is digitized. Okay, from morning to night, every task you do is through the mobile phones or digital ways of working. Initially, we used to have alarm clocks. Now there are no alarm clocks. You set alarms in your mobile phones. Simple change which has happened in our lives, you know. But it's a kind of how to set that alarm in mobile phones is a digital literacy, right? Say, or rather, you know, team needs to fill timesheets using mobile phones, apps, digital literacy. Checking if these timesheets have been filled properly and they relate to real life, real time data, that skill needs to be inculcated in a project manager, right? So this digital literacy has become more and more important in all walks of life. Okay, critical thinking, evaluating data so that informed decisions can be taken. As you get the data, you get real-time data. So understanding, evaluating is very, very critical. We call it design thinking. There are many concepts which go here, you know. Critical thinking, decision based on real-time data has become very, very important. Adaptability. Okay, so adaptability is adapting to lean, hybrid or gig teams, because you need to deal with so many different skilled workers from different economies. You need to adapt, change the way you handle team. The way you handle a team. Now, simple example is, you know, if you have a worker who is working on your project remotely from Kolkata and a worker who is working for Bangalore and worker who is working from Punjab, will they have same values? No. Will they have same set of capabilities and skills? No. So you need to adapt. Project manager needs to adapt to each one of them. Okay, ethical awareness, maintaining fairness and accountability, sustainable mindset. I've been talking about this. Checking impact on all the aspects of project to ensure that SDGs, the sustainable development goals, are adhered to. It's very, very important for the project manager's point of view. Okay, so for managing success in modern project, success criteria for project has evolved over a period of time. Okay, so traditional way of working, traditional metrics now do not apply. Okay, they are not just profit or ROI, return on investment, but we are looking at brand building, stakeholder satisfaction, customer satisfaction, sustainability awareness or no achievement. Okay, time cost metrics are always there, but these are evolving, you know, metrics which we have to look at. Innovation, quality, employee engagement. When our parents used to work, there was no fun Friday, although there were no outings, team gatherings which used to happen. They used to diligently work 9 to 5, but nowadays our ways of working, the current ways of working, have changed over a period of time. There is no fixed time which is allocated to work, people working from home or remotely many times. So in this case, you know, the employee engagement or employee satisfaction also plays very important role in managing the success of your project. Using balanced scorecard, or KPIs to track the success of project also has become important. Evaluating short-term output and long-term impacts has it will be an important factor in measuring the success of your modern projects. So future of project management will be human-centered, data-driven, and sustainability-focused. Technology, agility, and empathy will shape future leadership. Blended teams with gig full-time professional has become a norm. Ethical, transparent, sustainable practices will define success. Continuous learning, adaptability will be a hallmark of effective managers. Now we have come to the end of this session. So just to summarize, we have been looking at different aspects of team management, project management, how the scenarios have changed over a period of time. Okay, what are the challenges which the project managers face? What are the challenges adapting to a new ways of working? That also we have seen. With evolving project environments, evolving project management style, adapting and incorporating new ways of working has become a need of the day. The gig workers, the term as it says, is become driving factors for people in terms of monetary implication, cost implication. The way you handle teams or way you strategize your budget has changed. So people, when you talk about project or team management, the earlier ways of team building will not be applicable now. And that is how our ways of doing things, the leadership styles, the team management or softwares or Gen AI is changing whole of the scenario altogether. So please bear that in mind and work towards your final learning of team management. So thank you very much and goodbye.